you say to yourself, I can't sell this account. I can't get him or her as a mentor. And you say no for them. Let them say no. As I say, there's just all kinds of people out there that are willing to help. Just go ask for the order in the marketplace.
That's so brilliant. Never say no for the other person. If you're not taking a note right now, grab your pen.
Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Many people have asked me over the years where I learned what I know. Who inspired me? And how did I literally become the writer that I am? The answer is two words. Harvey McKay. Harvey McKay, Swimming the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive, sold more than 1.5 million copies domestically. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. He has like 60 endorsements from some of the most prominent people on the planet at that time. But his writing was concise. It was informative. It was short. It was sweet. And he had all kinds of, and everyone in the company read the book and thought it was the greatest book they'd ever read. So I wanted to write like Harvey. I wanted to publish like Harvey. I even stalked Harvey McKay's publisher in New York City, and he hired me on. I met Harvey McKay over the years. We have become friends. We now chat weekly. I'm going to challenge you as diehards, as listeners to this podcast, go buy every one of Harvey McKay's books and read them. Well, actually, as Harvey says, don't read them, study them. Go to harveymckay.com and make certain that you get everything that he has, because he's got online university, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of offers. But I'm telling you, the people that endorse Harvey McKay's book and Harvey McKay's thinking and Harvey McKay's speaking will impact you and your life if you take their recommendation. I did. It worked. Go do it. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the great Harvey McKay. In 1990-something, maybe 1995, I was asked to introduce Harvey McKay at a talk that he was giving in Charlotte, North Carolina. I had written an article about him in my column in the Charlotte Business Journal that got about 500 responses, that if you wanted Harvey McKay's information about the McKay 66, please fax me, to give you an idea how long ago that was. And we got over 500 faxes. So I bring the faxes to the airport in a box with a shark on the top of it and a banner as he's getting off the airplane at 11:30 at night that said, Harvey McKay, world's greatest networker. Welcome. And he didn't know what to do. He's thanking me, then I give him the leads, and he's thanking me, and we're walking to the car, and he goes, what can I do for you? I go, I don't want anything. I didn't do this because I wanted something. I did it because I love you. And he said, no, I'm going to endorse your book. I said, okay, endorse the book. And he endorsed my Customer Satisfaction is Worthless, Customer Loyalty is Priceless book, and if you notice, it's the only thing on the cover. It's the only endorsement that means anything. You get endorsed by someone who is not just a writer, but literally a spokesperson for American business. You better put it on the cover. Okay. At the end of Harvey McKay's talk, he'll always reference a couple of books and he'll say, don't read this book, study it. I say, okay, I'm fine with that. So I took his word to my heart and took his books, push the envelope, dig your well before you're thirsty. And the book that made me fall in love with Harvey McKay, Swim with the Sharks, because it was written in a manner that was different, compelling, and extremely accurate. And so I've studied these books over the years. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, we got to be friends. Is that cool or what? He McKay 66 be one day. And I'd like to introduce Harvey McKay in a way that not only attributes his capability and his prowess as a business writer, but also a person who literally has helped me in my career. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the great Harvey McKay.
Thank you so
much. It's a pleasure, Harvey. How are you?
Kind words. You made a mistake. We didn't become friends. We became joined at the hip.
Well, that's true, but I'm humbled by that, but you're correct. I have a lot of respect for what he does and how he does it, but I'm going to lead with something that you diehards, I think, will find most inspirational for you. Harvey McKay is not just a successful entrepreneur with a $100 million business in McKay envelopes that he took literally from scratch, but Harvey McKay was an athlete. And as an athlete, he was coached. Isn't that amazing? Can you tell me just about a couple of your coaches?
Well, how much time do we have? A half hour?
Yeah, no.
The way I like to introduce the coaching, and thanks for the question, is that practice makes perfect, first of all. That's not true. You have to add one word, perfect. Practice makes perfect. There's 20 million golfers in the United States, so maybe some of them are watching this this very moment. But you can play golf 8 days a week. You can practice 8 days a week, Jeffrey. And if you've got a loop in your swing, what are you doing? You're perfecting an error.
Yeah, an imperfection, yeah.
On how good you can become. So therefore, that's why I've had coaches all my life. Some of the coaches I've had, I have a golf coach, of course. I was going to make my living playing golf. I have a tennis coach. I have a swimming coach. I have a marathon coach. I've been lucky enough to run 10 marathons, the Boston marathons, the New York marathons, and so forth. I have a language coach, Russian, Chinese, Japanese, and Arabic. The books are in 80 countries and 52 languages. So I sign up for the Berlitz Language School, and I go over and I open up in their language that they're very, very appreciative of. I've got a memory coach that's in New York. I have, yes, but how many coaches? Got about 20 coaches, but just a few more. I have a speech coach.
I'm assuming that your memory coach helps you remember all your coaches.
I have a trainer, of course, which is so very important. And I got a voice coach again, a humor coach, and I can go on and on. Now, if I can just interrupt for 1 minute.
Here you go.
Why do I have all these coaches? Because whatever my God-given talent is, whatever my God-given potential is, that's it. I can't do any better. I have a project. I put a time and action calendar on that project. I go seek out the best advice that I can find in the entire country. I then absolutely zero in, 100% all in. Incidentally, the difference between 100% all in and 99% all in is 100%.
Yeah.
But I'm all in. And then I give it all I've got. And guess what? I don't have to worry about anything. I can't do anything more. So that's what I've been doing all my life.
The most interesting thing to me is when I hear a speaker say that he or she is nervous before a speech, I correct them and say, you're not nervous, you're just unprepared. And when you have the support of a coach who's cheering you on from the sideline, that's what you need to get that extra element of win inside your heart and inside your head so you can march to success. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, I know a couple secrets about Harvey. I'm going to reveal them today. I know, for example, that his best friend is Lou Holtz. How'd you get to be friends with that guy?
Well, he got fired from Arkansas. Our athletic director, University of Minnesota, had quadruple bypass surgery. President and the Board of Regents gave me the okay, free pass to go out and hire a coach. So went out and hired him. And again, we became best friends for the last 30 years. And I just wanted to say I've studied coaching, of course.
Of course.
I've been in the locker room for 30 years.
I think that having a friend like Lou Holtz, he's one of the most amazing human beings. I mean, he obviously is a senior citizen at the moment, but he hasn't lost one ounce of enthusiasm, energy, or capability over decades.
Well, he told me the other day at dinner he wants to do as much as he can, as long as he can. And that's his philosophy. I turned to him and said, I've already written what I want on my tombstone. He said, what's that, Harvey? You couldn't sleep fast enough. I really hate to go to sleep. I'm afraid I'll miss something.
I totally agree. So a couple of things have happened over your career. Way before any CRM existed, Harvey McKay wrote the McKay 66, which he instructed his salespeople to ask questions, personal kind of business kind of questions of his clients or potential prospects, so that he could understand them better as a person, not just as a sales subject. Can you talk about how the McKay 66 came into literally legendary status?
We wouldn't be sitting here talking to each other unless at age 21 years of age, I had 300 accounts that I was calling on, selling them envelopes, very, very large envelope manufacturing company, sold all over the country. So somehow, some way through my creativity, I came up with the idea that, hey, I wanted to humanize my selling strategy. I'm calling on you, Jeffrey, to sell you something. We can't talk business every single minute. No. So I came up with these 66 questions. If I'm calling on you, Jeffrey, I want to know, are you married? Are you single? Where did you go to high school? Where did you go to grade school? Where did you go to college? What was your first job? What do you like? Where do you go? Where do you go on vacations? What political preference?
Mm-hmm.
These 66 questions, again, give me what I call take-home value, and it creates an atmosphere, again, to humanize my selling strategy. So that's what I've been doing. Swim with the Sharks sold 5 million copies, still selling 125,000 a year, 30 years later. And the reason, there's only one reason. Well, there's three reasons.
No, the one reason is it's good.
The McKay 66, number two, the McKay 66, and number three, the McKay 66. That changed my whole life.
I have to tell you that the reason I made my whole staff read the book in the early 90s, and they became enthralled with it because we would discuss some of the specific lessons as it related to our business, but it was so readable. It was short, it was sweet, it was powerful, and it was engaging, and it taught a lesson every three pages, you got a new lesson. And I think that's what inspired me to write in a short way.
Well, knowledge does not become power till it's used. I want to repeat that. Knowledge does not become power till it's used. Ideas without action are worthless. So therefore, my goal every three pages in Swim with the Sharks is short, brief, again, succinct, take home value, and you can use it the next morning.
I read Harvey McKay's books, and I read him in a specific chair. I read in a specific chair that I've had in my home now for more than 20 years. But when I read Who Can You Call at 2 o'clock in the Morning, it was literally life-changing to me because I had to write down who the heck I could call and have it be meaningful. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, it's just a lot of thinking. A lot of creativity. I've taught myself to become creative. I think that's the highlight of the book, which is in chapter one. And I seek out the viewers right this very second to stop and think how many people, if they're in trouble, can call someone at 2 a.m. in the morning and tell them that you want them to come to your side. You've got some problems. How many people? 5, 10, 12, 2?
Maybe a couple, maybe one hand, I think.
Sure. Most people, 3, 4, 5 people. Well, because my father taught me the definition of networking, and that was his whole life. Frankly, I have about 40 to 45 people I can call at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Cool.
That's just because I've been practicing the right concepts over a long period of time. While those are your friends, and that's why I say it, dig your well before you're thirsty, the only networking book you'll ever need.
I'm flattered because every once in a while, Harvey will call me and run an idea by me, and he has no idea where I am or what time zone it is. And literally, he has called me at 2 o'clock in the morning because he was in Arizona and I was in Paris. And I faked like I was awake. But this is the challenge for you. Who can you call at 2 o'clock in the morning is a question that on the surface is kind of, well, a little bit thought-provoking, but make the list. And when you make that list, that is a reality dose for you that tells you, whoa, there's not a lot of people here, or maybe I'm really blessed to have these people here. But either way, it's a thinker. You had mentioned your dad just a couple minutes ago, and I was wondering if you had other dad lessons that you wanted to share, because everyone has had lessons from their father, some that they... my dad always told me, son, I'm going to become smarter the older I get. But it was actually the older I got. And you finally realize that your father has wisdom, not just knowledge.
Well, without question. And thank you for mentioning him. Hardly a day goes by, and he passed away many decades ago. Mm-hmm. He was head of the Associated Press in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Was a writer, had a national syndicated column, and I followed in his footsteps after becoming an entrepreneur. Still have trouble spelling the word, but that's exactly what I wanted to be, was an entrepreneur. But he was a hungry fighter. He was resourceful. I can remember, as if it were yesterday, I'm 21 years old, really think I'm smart. You know, I've got my nice little college degree right sitting right there. First one in my family to graduate from college. Very cocky. Want to start at the top, work up, have chapped lips from kissing the mirror too much. I mean, right. I'm gonna set the world on fire. And then he sat down and told me, now just try and get this. He looked at me and he said, 25%. That's just the two of us. Lost my mother to breast cancer. Lived with him for 5 solid years. Imagine what I learned from him. First aid, right after graduating, 25% of your life is going to go into volunteerism. I don't even have a job. He's telling me 25%. He was voted and won every accolade there was, you know, as the finest human being and nothing but volunteer hours to our communities in St. Paul and Minneapolis. And I'll just never forget that, because that's exactly what I did. Number two, he sat me down and said the following, which has changed my life. He said, every single person you meet the rest of your life goes in, assuming you want to keep in touch with them, goes in the Rolodex file, a little bit, obviously it's a computer today, this is many decades ago, Rolodex file, then a little bit about that person on the back of the card. And now here's the real key. Find a creative way to keep in touch. And that's what I've been doing all my life. And then he really went deep with me. He said, and when you meet that person, right away, hi, I'm Harvey McKay. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. Right to your brain bank, you say to yourself, what can I do for Jeffrey Gittimer? How can I help him? How can I enrich his life? You do that your whole life. And then I added one thing to his philosophy. Over the years, expect nothing in return. And Jeffrey, if I could get every viewer out there to just 3 months, give it a 3-month trial, they will rise to the next level unequivocally.
I'm going to tell you a personal story. I was in Phoenix one winter, maybe 15 years ago. And I called Harvey and said, hey, I'm in Phoenix. And he said, where are you? And I said, I'm at the Biltmore something or other. And he said, I'll be right over. Now, I'll be right over is something that you can't, I couldn't explain it. I just got the chills. Like, okay, Harvey McKay, whatever the hell he's doing, is going to drop what he's doing and drive however long and come over and hang with me for a little while. It changed my whole purview of how you're supposed to treat people as a human being when you can help them. And Harvey McKay has given me nothing. Actually, this is my confession. He's a coach to me. And he is someone more than a mentor. He gives me ideas and advice that lead me towards success. What is that worth? And I don't, do I repay him? Well, Harvey, how can I ever pay you back? He doesn't want payback at all. Never has asked me for anything, but we've had discussions. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for one another over the years. But the bottom line is, it wasn't something that I felt obligated to do. I want to do it. Who's in your life, diehards, right now, that you can count on at 2 o'clock in the morning, that is your coach when you really need a coach, that is a mentor when you really need a mentor, and that is also your friend? That's pretty cool. And that's something to be grateful for. And I want you to take this as a lesson, because it's way more than simply an interview one person to the other person. This is a friend fest.
You put it a different way. If you want 1 year of prosperity, you grow grain. You want 10 years of prosperity, you grow trees. You want 100 years of prosperity, you grow people.
Got it.
That's what you do over a lifetime. So the viewers right this second, because they're a very young audience. I mean, if they dig their well before they're thirsty, if they go out and make some contacts right now, that list is going to grow and grow and grow, who you can call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Back to my father about that, meet those people, shake their hand. What can you do for them? A little bit about them on the back of the card. Find a creative way again to keep in touch. So Jeffrey, without sounding braggadocio or self-serving, just a fact, and that is, because of my father's teachings, because of my father's philosophies, I can reach, I have about 18,000 people in my Rolodex, which is computer now, and those people, I can reach about 20 million people within 4 days. Now, I want the people to analyze this for a minute. It's not how many people that you have in your Rolodex, and yes, I've got 18,000, you can have just 10 or 20 or 30 and be at 5 million people or 10 million. Example, if you happen to live in Minneapolis or Phoenix, Arizona, and you become a very good friend of mine, boom, you got one card, but you've got 20 million people that if you were a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I would come at 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's the multiplication of numbers that go. It's just unbelievable what happens. And that goes like the retweets, as you well know. Same thing.
I want to share one thing about my dad, because when someone tells stories about their dad, it always makes me think of my dad. My father would never say I'm stupid. My father would never say this is a dumb idea. When I presented an idea to him, and he would never let me come to him with a problem without a solution, his response, if it was stupid, would be, "You got it all figured out, son?" Which meant back to the drawing board. I had to come up with a different way to ask for money or an apartment in Center City, Philadelphia. But the challenge that everyone has is, are you listening to your dad to a point where not only does it make an impact, but you actually do something about it? And I'm blessed. Harvey obviously is blessed with fatherly wisdom, because that's what really carries you through in times of whatever. You would give Harvey, and I would give anything for one more hour. Just give me one more hour. I'll start over. Everybody, including you, including me, needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. It's just that simple. And if your sales needs help, it may be time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy and gamified way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn some new advanced strategies to close the next deal. You know, sales, closing, that's what it's all about. Or creating the atmosphere where the other person wants to buy. We have hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting, you name it. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge anywhere on the planet that you can actually use 1 minute after you learn it. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com today and sign up for a free demo. I love free, and so will you.
Let me, if I can, just piggyback on that for a second. You know, one person makes all the difference. That's number mm-hmm. one. And number two, they did a study, and they asked 1,000 CEOs, men and women, United States, what's the number one reason why you became successful, why you became an outstanding leader? 95% answer, they were lucky enough to have a mentor. You can't do it all by yourself.
Agreed.
And another thing is, I hope people are taking notes, never say no for the other person. Repeat, never say no for the other person. There are people out there, more people out there, that'll say yes if you ask them to be a mentor, or, you know, afraid they're going to say no. You say to yourself, I can't sell this account. I can't get him or her as a mentor. And you say no for them. Let them say no. And as I say, there's just all kinds of people out there that are willing to help. Just go ask for the order in the marketplace.
That's so brilliant. Never say no for the other person. If you're not taking a note right now, grab your pen. Or maybe just dictate it to yourself on your iPhone, which is what I do now. If I have a note for anything, I dictate it to myself. It shows up in my own. I text myself 10 times a day minimum.
And they should remember, Jeffrey, pale ink. Pale ink is better than the most retentive memory.
Yeah.
Which means write it down, and we forget 50 to 60% of what we hear in 4 hours. So I tell everyone that I mentor, you sit in the first three rows, you take notes, you get there early, and believe me, you absorb more than if you're sitting in the 100th row.
I agree. I totally agree. The people whom I admire the most, I always sit in the front row, or I run as fast as I possibly can, even if I have to sit on the end of the front row. I want to be in the front row. And it spilled over into my love for creative arts. When I go to Broadway, you can pay an extra $100 and sit in the front row. And I try my best to always sit in at least the first couple of rows of a Broadway play, because I want to feel, you know, it's just a whole different feeling when you're in the front row. Anyway, I want to talk about a couple of other things. I know that you know a lot of coaches, and I know that you have been helped, mentored, tutored, inspired by coaches all your life, but a rumor is out that you actually have a coaching program yourself where you're trying to coach other entrepreneurs how to get to the next level. Could you tell me about that just a little bit?
Well, I'd be very proud to tell you about it.
Sure.
And I'll be very, very succinct. And that is as follows. I've been in the locker room again with Lou Holtz for the better part of 30 years, 11 years while his Notre Dame reign. And of course, all he was is won the national championship, coach of the year, goes into the Hall of Fame the first year. They had 25,000 seats to the stadium. They built a statue for him right along Canute Rockne. And I could go on and on and on. So I've had that privilege and pleasure to watch all of these different styles of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's what I put in my book. So what I've decided to do after all these years is compact what's been up here for many, many, many decades, over 50 years of business, and put it into a coaching program. Now, a lot of people are selling items on the internet, something I've never done my whole life. But I just want to tell you, and yes, again, sounds very self-serving, not intended to be so. I don't think there's a program like this in the entire United States, if not the world, for one reason. You don't have to buy anything. It's strictly up to you. So if they were to go to the HarveyMcKayAcademy.com, that's at HarveyMcKayAcademy.com. And if they were to see right there on the front page, you know, McKay's one-on-one coaching, and just click on that, push the button. All then again, they have to do is spend 20 to 30 minutes with a coach, with an individual coach, who then will explain to them what the 10-week coaching program is. And I've trained these people, so they're getting it right from me. Now here's where the, I wrote a book called Deliver More Than You Promise. It's Beware the Naked Man, offers you a shirt, do what you love what you do, and deliver more than you promise. And that's what I've been doing all my life. If the listeners out there, viewers, you know, go tap on that button, Jeffrey, and they talk to a coach for 20 to 30 minutes, 20 minutes probably, you know, just to find out about this coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't buy, that's all. Just take the 20 minutes. And of course, I trust every single one of them. They will receive the following, not exaggerated. I started a round table several years ago. I went out and found 30 people, men and women, 21 men, 11 women, entrepreneurs, people that wanted to take their games and their businesses to the next level. They ran businesses $2, $5, $10, $15, $20 million, all the way up to a few in the $200 and $300 million range. We had four meetings during the year, four different cities. I brought in the best coaches in the world. And who are some of these people? Well, obviously, I've already mentioned Lou Holtz, and they certainly have heard of John Maxwell. He's number one in the world, bar none, as far as coaching goes, as far as leadership goes. Everybody acknowledges John Maxwell's number one. I think some of these viewers have heard these people. I brought in, who's on the site also, a fellow by the name of Jeffrey Gittimer. Most of you probably are not familiar with him.
I've heard of him.
But
whatever happened to him?
We have Jeffrey Gittimer. We have Ken Blanchard. Of course, we have myself, and there's 28 other people. Anyway, on this site, okay, which is called the Harvey McKay Academy, 125 hours of listening and learning, so that you can hear Lou Holtz. You can then press a button when you're through with his 75-minute speech, and then 30 seconds later, bingo, everything's transcribed, comes right out, and you've got his whole speech. You've got your speech. Wow. You've got my speech. It's all transcribed and all these brilliant people. And also then 10 questions on what you just read. Very simple multiple choice. If you don't know a lot of them, go back and listen again. It's an MBA, unequivocally. I believe in the MBA. I've talked to 12 out of the top 20 MBA programs. I've been the not only keynote speaker at those places, but I've been their graduation speaker. So I know a little bit about the MBA. Love it. But this is the MBA in the real world, and that's what counts. So we're sitting there with all seven of my books, three of them number one, all New York Times bestsellers, two of them named by the New York Times as two of the best 15 books in the last 100 years by the New York Times. People have heard of Dale Carnegie. Of course, they've certainly heard of Think and Grow Rich. They've heard of Stephen Covey, Seven Habits. Well, those are the kinds of persons. So I'm very proud to have two of the 15 on that
list.
But they get to learn, Jeffrey, everything, the book you just held up, the other six books. They get to get my national syndicated column. Goes to 100 newspapers, 10 million newspapers, you know, wow, to the business pages. So all of this, guess what? No charge. They get it all free as long as they took the time to listen to what the program is. If they want it, obviously they get the 125 hours of learning. And if they don't want it, no problem whatsoever. Sign up and get that. So I'm proud of that. And when you get that information, again, you said a little bit, don't read it. No, not only don't read that book, study it, underline it, highlight it, post-it notes, rough it up. That's how you get your MBA.
So here's the challenge. We will put that link in our show notes, but I want you all to understand this. Interviews like this are rare. You don't get to talk to people who have influenced millions of others and done it in a way that has helped them become successful, not just change their belief system, not just change their wisdom, but actually have impacted their success. And I can tell you that personally. For 25 years, Harvey McKay has impacted my personal success. and you don't know how to say thank you to somebody. There's no way to say thank you, but there is a way that you can take part in what has helped me. And I'm challenging you. There's a link in the show notes here someplace. Click it. The worst that can happen is you listen for 20 minutes to somebody talk to you about what an amazing person Harvey is and how someone can coach you in his strategies and his capabilities. And then you get all of Harvey's gold without spending a dime. So regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your desire to get to the next level, whatever that impact is, and whatever your personal desire and drives are, just click it and go there. It's such an easy thing. So let me get back to you, Harvey, and we'll have to somehow force an ending to this because I really don't want to. I have found that at the very core of what we do, creativity plays an amazing part in that process. It manifests itself in a thank you or a gift or at holiday time or whatever the circumstances, some degree of creativity is involved in everything you write or email or tweet or post or Instagram or anything in today's world. What's the core of yours? How do you get so damn creative?
Surely. Well, every study known to mankind will tell you the following. There is no correlation between IQ and creativity. Every viewer out this very nanosecond can become way more creative than they ever dreamed about. Of course, these are the things that are inside the Harvey McKay Academy. Creativity mm-hmm. is, of course, right at the top.
Of course.
So that's number one. How did I learn? I started reading creativity books. Number two, I started going around with creativity people, creative people, you know, at advertising companies, people that I knew that were creative. It becomes a part of you. When I started running my marathons, got a coach, started hanging out with him and all marathoners. And therefore, the coach was right at my side when I ran those 10 marathons and a couple half marathons in the last few years. So that's number one. I could tell you, again, 100 creative stories right this very minute. But if your mindset is, how can I become creative? What can I do? And gift giving is just a perfect example. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to give a gift. But boy, if you know how to be creative.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll just give you a simple little example. I've right here on my desk, got it yesterday, but from a very, very close friend and with a beautiful, beautiful message. I just got this little, okay, paperweight. Bingo. Sits right on my desk, right?
Right.
The rest of my life, every time I look at it and put it on some papers, I can't help but think of that person. That's why you don't want to give something that goes away. You can go print a calendar behind a buyer's back using that gatekeeper. And he's got that calendar for a whole year with pictures of his family. I had a friend come in. He was an athletic director. And he gave me a clock with the most beautiful chime. That was 30 years ago. I think of him every day when I hear that gorgeous chime. I gave Larry King, at his book signing, he wrote a book called Tell It to the King, a wonderful book. And I went out and got a 6-foot fountain pen, and he hung it right in his den. So when I go in the house, that pen is hanging right on his wall. And every time he looks at it, he has to think of me. So that's just a little bit about being creative from that way. I would say prepare to win is a good way to be creative. Again, I've written the 7 books. I have my column. I've spoken once a week, pretty much in 60 to 70 countries in the last 30 years, 1 week in 80 countries, 55 different languages the books are in. And what's the theme of my books is prepare to win, which again means how do I become creative when I go meet that buyer or meet that person or that negotiation. And tell me, Jeffrey, would you rather, you know, read a book, go through a bookstore, Amazon, whatever, prepare to win, all right, or swim with the sharks, or beware the naked man offers you his shirt, or dig your well before you're thirsty, or use your head to get your foot in the door, or we got fired and it's the best thing that ever happened. Mm-hmm. Boring, prepare to win. But that's what you have to do to become creative.
I will tell you guys and diehards, men diehards, women diehards, because there's probably women dieharder are more diehard than men in today's world. I think that there is an ability to transfer that wisdom, because when Harvey talked to me about creativity, the first thing I did was look for the best creative books I could find. I found Michael Mihalko, Thinker Toys. I found Edward de Bono, Serious Creativity. And not only did I read those books and study them, I actually called the authors and talked to them, got to meet them. So if you're a true diehard, if you really want to follow advice that works, why don't you follow the advice that I followed? And that will lead you to the great Harvey McKay. Harvey, thanks for your time today. I totally appreciate it and you.
Can I just describe you in one sentence?
Sure.
You don't mind that, do you, before we sign off?
Go.
Really? And I think people, you know, might identify with us, maybe not. But Jeffrey, you truly are the only person I know who can follow you into a revolving door and still come out ahead of you. I love you.
Thank you, Harvey. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's a dose of wisdom for you, and I hope you got it, and I hope you save it, and I hope you re-listen to it whenever you can. I listen to Harvey McKay stuff all the time. I read Harvey McKay stuff all the time. In Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, one of his phrases has stuck with me till literally forever. Who can you call at 2:00 in the morning? There's very few people on that list. I'm blessed. On my list is Harvey McKay. And I want you to find the people that are on your list and develop deeper relationships with them. Document your network. Document your net worth through your network. And make certain that you take this lesson for what it's worth, which is a bloody fortune if you do it right. Buy his books, study his books, and do like I have done. Create yourself a mentor in Harvey McKay, because he has wisdom that will help you learn and earn. Thank you, Harvey. Thank you, diehards. See you soon.